I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In just more than 4 years, members of the House and Senate have accepted more than $14 million worth of travel paid for by private interests. Our colleagues at the business show Marketplace and the documentary project American Radio Works and a team of graduate students from Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism have cataloged every privately sponsored trip taken by members of the House or Senate since the year 2000. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us now from Washington. Steve, what did you find?
Alex, we found more than 4,800 trips worth more than $14.4 million. We found more than 100 trips that cost more than $15,000. Now, most of these trips aren't excessively extravagant or really, by any stretch, an abuse, but there were members of both parties who took free travel that really raised eyebrows, at least among the group doing the investigation. And a couple standouts. In the Senate, the most expensive trip was taken by Senator Edward Kennedy. He accepted a week-long trip to Paris from L'Oreal, the cosmetics company, that cost $22,000. His hotel bill alone cost almost $10,000. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay took two of the five most expensive trips we found, period. His most expensive trip cost $29,000. It was a week-long trip to London. He and his wife spent $4,000 on food, but they didn't pay for it.
You've said that most of these are perfectly legitimate, or at least they fall within the rules of Congress. What are those rules governing travel?
Well, members of the House and Senate are allowed to take travel that is related to their official duties, and they're allowed to accept expenses that are reasonable and necessary for them to complete their duties. But that definition is really entirely up to them. They get to decide what reasonable and necessary is. There are a couple restrictions. They can't travel for more than a week outside the country and 3 or 4 days inside the country, depending if they're members of the House or the Senate. And lobbyists are officially not allowed to pay for these trips, although in several instances we found cases where lobbyists had.
What do special interests, lobbyists or cosmetic companies or others get out of these that they don't get from just giving people campaign donations?
You know, I asked Jim Albertine, the former president of the American League of Lobbyists, that same question, and here's what he said.
You have a weekend. You're not working all the time, and that is extremely important because they seem to be a lot more inclined to listen to what you're going to say. Let's be honest. I mean, the nicer the setting, the more relaxed folks are.
If a lobbyist or a government affairs official in Washington is trying to make a soft sell to a member of Congress, I really think that there's no better way to do that than to find a trip that they're interested in taking and pay for it.
Steve Henn of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. We'll hear more of that report later today, Steve. Thank you. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.